He will bear witness concerning me, and you also will bear witness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Mother Church addresses us with these words in this Sunday between the Ascension and the descent of the Holy Ghost. There is a transition that is taking place, one that ought to be in our minds and our hearts, that we would understand what God is doing, what He wants from us, how we ought to act. The apostles have returned from the Mount. They have been hiding themselves in the upper room. Following the Blessed Virgin Mary there, they are not alone. In this transition, you note how there is a change. Think to yourself what they are doing. They are practicing their faith because our Lord told them the Holy Ghost is coming. They have not seen Him. They have not touched Him. They have not heard Him. They have been promised Him. So they are exercising a faith. They are exercising an obedience because they go to the upper room and they pray. Christ is desiring them to be stronger in this faith. As they are in the upper room, they meditate on what they are going to experience. Who is this Holy Ghost? Perhaps Philip. Philip had lots of questions. Would say, who is the Holy Ghost? What is He going to do? They would meditate on what our Lord said. He will remind you of all those things which I have said to you. Already, they are meditating on it out of obedience. But think of what is taking place. You know, it's very easy when your mother is present, or I had the experience, well, I guess it was 15 years ago, going through a bunch of tapes in the church here. They belonged to the recording machine. And as I listened to them, one of them came on and said, "You have reached Christ the King, Roman Catholic Church." My back straightened up. I stood up straight, straightened my hood real quick, and I thought, where is he? It was my father's voice. I hadn't heard his voice for 2-3 years. Stories are told about Sacred Heart. There was one particular nun who went up and down the halls, and she would say, "Young lady, your clothes need to be straightened. Young lady, go do this. Young lady, do that." You couldn't get away with anything with Sister. Just to hear her name, those who had been at Sacred Heart, to this day, straighten their backs and check their hair. And these were women who were in their 70s. Why? Because of love, because of respect. It makes it easy when you love. Where there is love, there is no labor. Where there is that respect, there is no difficulty. Our Lord, however, is gone. So all they have of our Lord is the Blessed Virgin who brought them to the upper room, who gathered them once more there, those apostles who had been scattered during the crucifixion. And once more, after the ascension, they follow her there. We are to stay with our Blessed Mother always, because she alone, I have someone chirping in for me. She alone keeps us near to our Lord. So what is happening? Through this meditation, through this being with our Lord, they are going from mere faith, and I shouldn't say mere, They're going from faith to conflict, to confidence, and conviction. Conviction. I must do this. Our Lord told me to do this. I must stay with Our Lady. I must pray in the upper room. And the Holy Ghost, who will be my helper, will come. Conviction. It's easy to remember that Our Lady had heard all the life of our Lord. So the apostles had been with him for these 3 years. And as he had been with them, he told them, you will remember all those things which I told you when the Holy Ghost comes. So they had all the data points. But that's all they had, was this data points. They knew the faith. The doing of it is a gift of the Holy Ghost. Faith is a gift. It came when our Lord came, when he gave those words of life as he walked amongst them. That prayer and meditation makes it more effective in their soul. But it's only when the Holy Ghost comes that they have that sober confidence, sound confidence, to act, to do. Many of you have little ones, young boys. I'm sure they play all their games. Someone told me a game called Box or something like that. Can't remember the name of it. The children play it endlessly. Adult children as well as little children. I'm so behind all of that. Someone had to give me a name of a game because I'm sure there's multitudes of games. And if you ask those children, they can tell you what level they're at, what's behind this wall, what's down this street, how to get this set of blocks or this game coin, what it's worth. They can tell you everything. And that's wonderful. God gave them a mind to be filled. But with what? What did he give them that mind for? For games? Is that what we're made for? To know, love, and serve games? Is that what we're made for? When I was a kid, boys would get baseball cards, and you memorize all the members of the baseball team. You'd have all of them laid out. Many of you probably have seen the movie of Padre Pio. He's given a holy card. He's memorizing the saints, learning the saints with a little holy card. Why did God take flesh? That we would hear his word. Learn his word. It'd be a terrible thing to get to the gates and St. Peter says, let's see, you're an expert on the Saints football team, the Oakland athletic team, in baseball. But can you tell me what the six precepts of the church are? Can you give me a hint? Actually, I had a priest, Nova Ordo priest. I said, well, you know, this couple is violating the six precepts of the church. He said, what are the six precepts of the church? He was a priest, the Diocese of Phoenix. He didn't know what they were. He didn't recognize the name at all. Or he pretended not to. Which is bad enough. How can we hear God and be reminded of all that he said if we do not know what he asks of us? If we haven't read our catechism, if we haven't read the words of life, the scriptures. You know, in 15 minutes, if you read one chapter, or even parts of a chapter, Within 1 year, you'd finish the entire New Testament easily, 15 minutes a day. God's not asking a lot out of you. But if you're going to be reminded and have the strength to do those things which Christ did, you have to read. You have to listen to the words of life. That's what Holy Mother Church is telling us. Christ took flesh to dwell amongst us that we might be with Him, Emmanuel. Perhaps the reason why our devotion to the Eucharist is not as strong as it ought to be is because we don't understand. We haven't read. We haven't knelt before Him and let Him talk to us as the apostles are doing during this novena in preparation for the Holy Ghost. If we want to have that confidence, that conviction which the apostles enjoy, there must be that invitation of the Holy Ghost which comes through this prayer and meditation. And yes, in obedience. He says, if you love me, you will do the will of my Father. And His will is that we should hear Him. In the epistle, in the introit of today's Mass, we read these words: Thy face, O Lord, I will see. Turn not Thy face away from me. But are we seeking Him? Are we listening? Are we reading? Are we attending? Are we meditating on those things which we already know? That toolbox must be built out. It's really only as good as many tools you have on the truck. You can have all the truck tools that you need back in the closet, back in the garage. But if it's not on that truck when you leave the house, you don't have it. Believe me, I know. I was stuck on the side of the road. I had the spare. I had the wrench. But I had no jack. Punishment was sitting on the side of the road for 2.5 hours. There's your purgatory. While you watch all the cars go by. The tool that our Lord has given to us is the Word of Life, the Catechism. The way to make it fruitful is this prayer and this meditation, that the Holy Ghost will be able to work with what we have received. We must understand what God has given to us. There are so many who say, oh, I know the words of life. I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange gods before me. And yet, they will put a Pachamama in their church. I think I've mispronounced that. And they won't recognize it, that it's idol worship, plain and simple. God is good to us by giving us that message. These are people who do not know what they have read and are not willing to even see who she, that Pachamama, is. The one that they killed babies for. They killed beautiful young children and put them on the tops of the mountains to freeze to death as sacrifices. Or put them on the top of the mountain and had lightning strike them as a sacrifice. These are people who have not meditated on what our Lord has said. St. Peter is telling us, be prudent, be watchful in prayer. Have a constant charity among your souls, for it covers a multitude of sins. This charity is loving God with all of our mind, our heart, and our strength. And what does it bring forth? Works. Be hospitable to one another without murmuring. According to the gift that each has received, give. If you've received, give to your neighbor as stewards of the manifold graces of God. Are you a good teacher? Teach. Are you good with mechanics? Give the mechanics. Are you good at cooking?
I'm coming.
Sorry. If anyone speaks, let it be with the words of God. So he wants us to remember those words. But if we've never read them, what can we do? Let it be with the strength of God, from which he furnishes. That is, the grace of the Holy Ghost. That in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are in the middle of these two. Let us make a good preparation for the coming of the Holy Ghost. That the peace he wishes to give to us will be ours. May it reign in our hearts through the strength of God with us through this Holy Communion, Emmanuel. Let us honor our mother who wishes to bring us to our Heavenly Father through the imitation of our Lord Jesus Christ and the grace of the Holy Ghost, that we might be formed into the image of this Trinity, the image of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy